Hi, Lisa here from CaminoWays.com. This week we are going to talk to you about choosing your rest days on the Camino de Santiago. It is important to learn to listen to your body when you are out on the trails. Some days you will be walking between 15 and 25 kilometres per day, so you will need to rest your body at times. You may find it difficult to choose rest days on the Camino, but don't fear, we are here to help. Even if you have trained well in advance, you need to give your tired feet a mini break. Plus, rest days will give you the opportunity to see the sights, sample the tapas, and experience the culture of the bigger towns along the way. You may feel that walking 10 kilometres per day is manageable. However, many of the days are longer in length and the terrain varies per day. If you choose to walk the full French way, you will be walking over 800 kilometres from Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port to Santiago de Compostela. Hence, a few rest days may be required. Here are a few towns where we would suggest taking a welcome break and soaking up the Camino atmosphere. Firstly, your starting point at Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port. As the starting point for the Camino Francés, this is a great place to enjoy a rest night. Once you arrive in the town, you can drop off your bags, take a stroll around the market town beside the beautiful Pyrenees Mountains. The further you are travelling from, the more you will need this little rest time before your Camino journey begins. Take these moments to explore the citadel before beginning your Camino walk on a fresh foot the next morning. The next town is Pamplona. Pamplona is the first big city that you will be staying in along the way, about 3 nights into your journey. Some people may feel that it is too early to stop for a rest night here, but there is plenty to see and do when you are in town. Famous for the Running of the Bulls festival that takes place each July, Pamplona is a hive of activity for the summer months. You will find tasty tapas restaurants around every corner in this pretty town. Top sites in Pamplona include the 14th century Gothic Cathedral, the Church of San Nicholas, and a stroll around the old city walls. After day 13 of your walk, you will arrive in the charming city of Burgos, the capital of Castilla y León. This city is Spain's hidden gem, with one of the oldest Gothic cathedrals in the whole of Spain. You can also visit the Museum of Human Evolution, a futuristic-looking building. For an evening treat, try the famous blood sausage, a queso de Burgos, and plenty of local wines to whet your appetite. The next city for a resting point is Lyon. On day 22, you reach Lyon, a tapas-filled town with lively nightlife. Home to some stunning historical architecture and cultural sites, Lyon is filled with streets to be explored. It is also a tapas hotspot with plenty of places to get a beer and a bite. Stop into Jamón Jamón for a meat feast. Visit the Parador in the city centre with its famous facade of carved skulls and scallops. Grab a café con leche and head to the Plaza Mayor for some rest time and perhaps people watching before you restart your Camino walk. The next town is Ponferrada. Ponferrada is a small city packed full of interesting architecture and quaint restaurants. Spend an extra night here before completing the last stretch of the Camino to Santiago de Compostela over 9 days. This is a city that few people will have heard of, however, it is great size to stop for a rest day. Check out the Templars Castle, the Renaissance Basilica, and the Baroque Towers. And last but not least, Santiago de Compostela. Now that you've completed your Camino, it is time to celebrate. Santiago de Compostela is a city full of surprises, with tapas bars and things to see on every street. We usually recommend that pilgrims spend an extra night or even two here to enjoy some of the top attractions, including the Alameda Park and a stroll around the Old Town, which is a UNESCO listed site since 1985. Now it is time to relax, sit back and indulge in your surroundings. Everyone has a different pace and everyone has their own idea of how many rest days you will need. Our Camino travel specialists are here to help you along the way and decide where to take the breaks. For more information about rest days or the most popular Camino de Santiago routes, please contact one of our experts on www.caminoways.com. Thank you.